Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for a Friday and final, heading into Week 8. That's the final injury report podcast. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 6-0, getting ready to play the 5-1 Baltimore Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium in Week 8 this Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. I feel like the vast majority of you are going to get to watch this game unless you have another team that is playing at that time in your location. But this is pretty much a nationally televised game. It's a big game, not just for the Steelers, for the Ravens. I think it's a big game for the National Football League as well. They want to put out their best product. They want these games, even though they are a 1 o'clock game, to be, you know, highly watched, highly viewed, highly anticipated. And that's definitely one of these. This is definitely one of those matchups, considering that the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens are two of the best teams in the AFC and possibly the NFL. As we always do on this podcast, we talk about the injury report, and Friday is a crucial day for both of these teams, with some key names being listed on the injury report and the final game status. We have all that information for you right here. First and foremost, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We knew on Thursday that there was some good news and there was also some bad news. And you look about Derek Watt being downgraded from full participant to limited. You looked at Jordan Dangerfield and his quadricep not being able to practice. Same with Chris Wormley. Ulysses Gilbert's back. Well, I wish I had some good news for you here, people, but it didn't get any better. Ulysses Gilbert did not practice on Friday because of the back injury. He is listed as out. That's frustrating. And it's also kind of worrisome based on the fact that this was the same. I don't know if it's the same injury, but he had a back injury last year that ended his season, put him on injured reserve. It was about this time last year that that happened. Fingers crossed that it's not the same injury, that it's something that he can come back from, and that maybe he only misses a game. We'll see. But it's too early to tell at this point. Chris Wormley did not practice all week because of a knee injury. He's been ruled out. In regards to Derek Watt, the fullback that I mentioned earlier in this podcast, he was limited again on Friday, and therefore he is listed as questionable. That's the first player the Steelers have had as a questionable status. Typically, they're either all in or out. They haven't had any questionables so far this season, but Derek Watt's the first. But there's another one, actually. Mike Hilton, with his shoulder injury, was a limited participant both Thursday and Friday. He's listed as questionable. So those will be game-time decisions for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jordan Dangerfield, I mentioned his quadricep injury. He also did not practice all week, so he is out. So therefore, three players are ruled out for this week. Jordan Dangerfield, Chris Wormley, and Ulysses Gilbert III. Two are listed as questionable, Derek Watt and Mike Hilton. Now, with that said, at the time of this recording, which it's almost 5 p.m. Eastern time here, the Ravens have not released their injury report, but we do have news from some of the beat writers for the Baltimore Ravens. They kind of got the inside look here. They say that Mark Ingram, who have missed all week because of an ankle injury, is doubtful to play Sunday against the Steelers, and that's the official injury report from them. And then they said that Jimmy Smith, who practiced early in the week, then was downgraded throughout the week, he's with an Achilles injury, by the way, and safety Anthony Levine, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, he's also a safety slash linebacker hybrid. He has an abdominal injury. Both of them were questionable after being limited in practice on Friday. Just to recap again, so that we're clear, on Thursday, Levine was limited, so he was limited the last 2 days. Jimmy Smith did not practice on Thursday, so we'll see what happens there in regards to the Baltimore Ravens as they prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Doesn't seem like Mark Ingram's going to play. It seems like it would be a stretch for the running back to be able to play against the Steelers. So what does this mean? Like, what does this all mean in regards to both fantasy football and for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Let's talk about the Steelers first. When you look at the Steelers injury report, you look at Mike Hilton, yeah, there's some cause for concern there. Absolutely, there's some cause for concern. But I think there, if I am as a fan, and if even if I'm a player on the team, and I'm not, there would be some, I guess, acceptance of the injury based on the fact that they didn't have him last week either. So everything that was put in place last week, they could always roll that over. There's no injuries in the secondary, so that shouldn't be that big of an injury if he can't play. And the one thing you don't want to have happen, let's keep in mind, folks, this is still only week 8. So you don't want Mike Hilton to go back and play if he's not fully healthy, to maybe further injure the shoulder where he's going to be out for a longer period of time. I know it's a big game, but in the same time, you have to think about the stretch run. The Steelers are 6-0, folks. Barring a monumental collapse, they're going to be playing games into January and hopefully February. So you want Mike Hilton healthy. So if you have to sit in this game, you have to sit him. I know it's tough to hear, but at the same time, you got to think about the long game. Derek Watt, with him being with his hamstring, you're wondering, could he be a special teams guy? Could he be used sparingly with the fullback role? Yeah, I mean, I think he could be, but at the same time, hamstrings, I've talked about it for weeks now because Derek Watt's hamstring has been an issue for weeks. They are injuries that can clearly creep up on you, and next thing you know, I mean, gosh, everyone's pulled a hamstring, I feel. And right when you think it's fine, boom, pulls again, and now all of a sudden you're sitting again. So I wouldn't be shocked if both Derek Watt and Mike Hilton are out for this upcoming game. We'll see. For the Baltimore Ravens, this is a little bit different. I don't know as much about Baltimore in terms of how they like to do things, but with Ingram as listed as doubtful, and if you're assuming that he's not going to play because of his ankle injury, it's not going to be a huge loss. They still have J.K. Dobbins. They still have Gus Edwards. We know that Lamar Jackson is very, very adept at running the football. But Mark Ingram, I called him in our Steelers preview podcast. You can check that out on our podcast platform or check it out on YouTube. Go to youtube.com, search BTSE Steelers Radio. I called him the hammer. He's that downhill runner, just real hard runner. Man, just really, really hard runner. And he complements the other running backs well. Without him, I don't think it's as a diverse group in the backfield for the Baltimore Ravens. So it's not going to be a dagger for them, but it is going to be a significant loss. Jimmy Smith with the Achilles and safety Anthony Levine, those are two players that are going to have roles for the Ravens. And if they can't play, it's going to be problematic. There's no way around it. Jimmy Smith is no longer the starting on the outside. That's Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey. They're healthy and fine, but Jimmy Smith is their nickel. The Steelers, I would guess, are going to want to come out and spread the Ravens out and try to get their passing game going. They're going to try to run from those formations as well, and not having Smith and Levine is going to be an issue. So for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens, both are dealing with injuries. You don't want injuries to be a highlight in this game, not during the game, not before the game, and not after the game. I think everyone that's listening to this podcast can say they're excited for the game. They know it's going to be hard fought. They know that it's probably going to go down to the final play, the final whistle, because these games are almost always decided by one score or fewer. You wonder if Justin Tucker is going to have to come on and win it and kick a game winner. All this stuff that takes place almost every single time they play, you're banking on it happening again. And the one thing that you don't want, we talked about this last night as well, you don't want the officials. You don't want someone to have a huge injury. Think back to week 5 last year. Mason Rudolph, I thought, was having one of his best games of his young career. And then Earl Thomas comes in and it was that helmet-to-helmet hit, knocked him out cold. And even though Devlin Hodges came in and played extremely well, you're left wondering what if. You know, you're left wondering, well, if Mason Rudolph would have stayed in, would they have been able to win? Would things have been different? We don't know. You hope that doesn't happen. You hope that everyone stays healthy. And you hope that the Pittsburgh Steelers come out on top in this game. The Steelers, 6-0. The Baltimore Ravens, 5-1. The last time the Steelers started 6-0, they won the Super Bowl in 1978. They actually went on to go 7-0 in that season before suffering their first loss. Come to find out, Dave Schofield told us this last night that the last two times the Baltimore Ravens have started 5-1 were both years that they won the Super Bowl as well. There you go. I mean, that's a pretty crazy statistic when you think about it. There's a lot on the line, though. The Steelers win. They go to 7-0, and clearly they would have a two-game lead and a game in hand over the Baltimore Ravens. It would only magnify the Thanksgiving Day game at Heinz Field against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, but at the same time would put some distance between the two. If the Steelers lose this game, it's the complete opposite. The Baltimore Ravens would have the lead in the AFC North. They would be tied by the standings, but they would have the head-to-head win. Therefore, they would be tied, and then all of a sudden you're doing the scoreboard watching every week. If there's one thing the Steelers could benefit from, it's putting some distance between them and the Baltimore Ravens. So with that said, there's a lot on the line. We've talked about it ad nauseum this week. Make sure you check out all of our content this weekend, both at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Steelers, but also on our audio platform. So wherever you get your podcasts, follow us, Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, you name it, follow us. We don't want to miss a thing. In the meantime, folks, I hope you have a great weekend. Have a happy Halloween if you do celebrate that. If you're heading out, be safe, kids. And we will see you on Sunday in the postgame show. I'm Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. In the meantime, stay safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.